Good morning. Another blustery, cool start to the day across interior New York and New England with a northwest breeze and energy through the mid-levels of the atmosphere, wringing out scattered snow showers overnight. In some of the more persistent snow showers, we have a coating up to a couple of inches of snow, primarily across the higher terrain in southern Vermont, portions of western New England, the southern and western Adirondacks, and parts of the I-88 corridor and western Catskills. But even in these locations, the moisture is moving out, and with that energy passing by, we will see a return to a mix of sun and clouds for the day today. Temperatures, though, will continue to struggle. As the winds relax, it'll be more comfortable, but highs will still be well below normal and only reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average for daytime highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, with temperatures back into the 20s to around 30. This will set the stage for a big pattern change across the lower 48 states, including here in the Northeast. A return to mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, and with a ridge of high pressure building in, highs will push into the mid-50s. That ridge will strengthen in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, keeping it dry and sunny with a continued warming trend through Thursday and Friday, with highs reaching into the lower to mid-60s. In fact, with that high pressure center dominating through the weekend, we'll continue to see gorgeous November weather both Saturday and Sunday, with mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s. And even at this range of time, Monday looks nice with lots of sunshine and highs staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on extremely dangerous Category 4 Hurricane Eta, located just 25 miles southeast of Puerto Cabezas, Nicaragua, in Central America, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. It is only slowly moving toward the west-southwest near 5 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through this morning, with the center of the hurricane making landfall along the coast of Nicaragua within a few hours. Catastrophic wind damage is expected where Eta's eyewall moves onshore, along with devastating rainfall amounts of up to 35 inches. This rainfall will lead to life-threatening flash flooding and river flooding, along with landslides in areas of higher terrain of Central America. Additionally, an incredibly dangerous storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 14 to 21 feet above normal tide levels in areas of onshore winds along the coast of Nicaragua. Meanwhile, dry and warm weather will be the main story across most of the U.S. through midweek. Warmer than average temperatures are forecast for the western and central United States, with highs of up to 10 to 30 degrees above normal, with those highest anomalies across the northern and central plains. Record highs could be scattered across California, the desert southwest, Great Basin, and into the plains over the next couple of days. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, freezing fog, and blowing snow, 7 degrees, with a west wind at 61 gusting to 77 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility with freezing rain, 32 degrees, the dew point 32, 100% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Parker and Yuma, Arizona, and Palm Springs, Winter Haven, and Bard, California, to a low of 9 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, Boston sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 35, that's 9 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snow, that's the total for the month, and 1/10 of an inch below normal. and 1.2 inches of snow for the season, which is 0.8 of an inch of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 75, set in 1990, and the record low, 20, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:45 p.m., 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy today with scattered snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy today with a few snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and milder, mid-50s, sunny in the lower 60s on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the mid-60s, and mostly sunny on Monday with highs staying in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.